Welcome to WDOT Fort Washington. I'm Chris Bean alongside Adam Jackman, bringing you coverage of an opening night matchup here between the Fort Washington Vikings varsity basketball and the Syosset Braves.
Yes, it is rivalry week here in Fort Washington against the Syosset Braves. Fort Washington actually lost to the Braves 54-44 last December 15th on their home court, which they are on tonight. We are here at Paul D. Schreiber High School in the gymnasium. We have a close to capacity crowd because currently the bleachers are busted in the gymnasium. And we have about, 100 fans here to watch as the teams start to warm up and the coaches initiating some pleasantries. Just to give you a little background on this rivalry, the record between Fort and Syosset over the past about 10, 11 years is Syosset has won 8 games and Fort has won 3 games. Just to recap what happened last season, Fort beat Plainview JFK last year in the playoffs, 83-69, and Syosset lost, and then they proceeded to lose to Uniondale, 49-48, and Syosset actually lost to Uniondale as well, 69-44. Chris, do you want to tell us about some of Fort's seniors that they lost last season?
Well, you had an explosive and electric point guard in Jake Block. Currently, he's attending Syracuse University, and he's doing well over there. Also, Xavier Merriweather, he's playing ball at SUNY Brockport. He was one of the leading scorers in all-time Viking basketball history. So those are two big names that Fort will really miss. But they also have players stepping up as well from the JV team. We have Volkan Levent. Last year he was a freshman. He played very well. He reminds me a little bit of Jake Block, the way he drives the hoop and he has the handles that reminds me of Block. Also, Mark Daly, a big scorer for the team last year. He'll be starting at small forward, the lone junior starting today. And also Lewis Blakeman. He's a forward, and he scored over 100 points last year in the JV season.
Yeah, we covered a lot of their games last year, and the JV players really have something to bring to the table. I believe they could be impact scorers, especially Mark Daly, who is the only junior, I believe, in the starting lineup today. Just to give you some, Fort is currently, this is their opening night game, but Syosset has played 2 games thus far on the season. They led off the season by beating the Calhoun Colts 72-64 last Friday and beating the Plainview Hawks last night by a score of 54-51.
Well, I do want to talk about Syosset's first couple of games. As you said, they're 2-0, but one player's been leading the way for them. That's Jake Wiener. Number 3, he's a sharpshooter. He has scored 22 points in the game against Calhoun and 21 against Plainview JFK. He hasn't made a field goal all year. His only baskets have been threes and free throws. So that just shows how electric he is from behind the arc, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, he's currently right now 11th in the county in scoring, and he leads the Syosset team, which really is very efficient in scoring. I mean, last night, for example, Robert Berlin led the comeback in the fourth quarter, scoring all of his 7 points to come back from a deficit of 43-35. Berlin led the 19-point outburst from Syosset in the fourth quarter. Mark also had 10 rebounds and 8 points to add to the Syosset victory. They've really been playing well thus far, and I think it's going to translate to a good game as well. But first, I just want to talk about some of the strengths Fort has coming into this game.
Well, I'd like to say, first and foremost, they have experience. They have, as you said, 4 of their 5 players in the starting lineup are seniors. We're going to go into the starting lineup for both squads a little later, but they've been there before. They both have made playoffs, and it's going to be a good game here today in Fort Washington.
Yeah, I think it's going to be exciting to watch, who is the victor in this outcome. I think we mentioned the key players, and I think it's going to be a great game. We'll be back to you with the start of Fort Washington Vikings high school basketball against the Syosset Braves.
So as we approach tip-off, the Fort Washington Vikings, they're going to be wearing white today, trimmed in blue, and Syosset will be wearing black trimmed in red and in white. Starting five for the Vikings today, it's going to be Mark Daly, Garrett Ressa, Daniel Dash, Jack Stolper, and Connor Shanahan. And for Syosset, we're going to have Michael Stanko, Jacob Weiner, Michael Mark, Harry Baskin, and Robert Kula. So it's going to be Dash on the tip-off. He's going to go against Harris Baskin. And from where we're sitting here, behind the scoring table, Port's going to be going left, and Sass is going to be going right, and off the tip-off, and we're underway. Dash will win it, and he'll immediately get it to Connor Shanahan, who will slow it down. And they're going to get it to Dash in the post. He's going to work his way for an easy first basket of the year for the Vikings. And now, the point guard, Jacob Weiner, an electrifying shooter, will be bringing it across. He'll dish it over to Kula. Kula, making his way right, will hand it off. Number two, Michael Stanko, guarded by Jack Stolter. Back to the point guard, Weiner. And they're going to swing the ball around here to the right side on the wing. Good defense by Stolter as a tumble is taken, a foul. It's called a travel against Michael Stanko, the guard. And Port will have the ball here. It's going to be inbounded by Stolter.
Yeah, I really think now Connor Shanahan gets it. He's really going to be an impact player in this game with his superb ball handling and his three-point ability.
And they're going to get it to Ressa. He's on the baseline. He's going to have a cutting Stolper. Stolper gets blocked. And Port's possession still, as it was Syosset who tipped it out of bounds, and Shanahan will inbound it. Screen set, Mark Daly is open, but they get it to Ressa. Ressa tries to save it in and throws it off. Michael Stanko back out of bounds, so Shanahan will look to inbound it again now. The 7:13 remaining in this first quarter, 2-0 Port Washington. They'll get it to Ressa. Ressa to Daly. In the post, it's Dash. He gets blocked by the rim, goes up again, and he fouled, and it falls. Daniel Dash. That's his fourth point of the game, and he's looking for five at the charity stripe.
Yeah, I really think Port has to be efficient at the charity stripe in order to, you know, have really good success in the game.
So it falls, so 5-0 Port. Inbounded to Michael Stanko. Calls out a play and is guarded by Jack Stolper. They get it on the wing. Number four, Michael Mark. Kicks it around. And it's Kula. Back to Mark. Excuse me, Baskin. Some more ball, but a three is put up. No good. Rebound collected by Syosset. That was Michael Mark. A risky pass, and a three is taken in and out by Robert Kula. Port with the rebound. On the left side of Shanahan, he'll get it across to Ressa. Ressa to Daly. Mark will look to drive. Kicks it inside the post to Ressa. Stoles it away. Here comes Syosset on the other side. Michael Mark, he's going to look to drive. And a big hard block by Daniel Dash coming back. Mark Daly was the other defender there. And Syosset is going to inbound it. Looking around at the top, the time is ticking. They're going to throw it all the way back over the head and eventually settled by Michael Mark, who dish it to Kula. Kula guarded by Ressa. He's going to slow it down a little bit. He gets a screen by Baskin, and he's blocked again off the backboard by Daniel Dash. Up the other way comes Shanahan. He tries to do Eurostep and knocked out of bounds, and it's Syosset's ball.
Yeah, Shanahan's going to, you know what, in my personal opinion, he has to slow it down in that situation. He has to get set. He has to get in their formation and really, you know, prepare to make a basket. Now the Syosset coach is initiating the W formation right now for Syosset as they make their way down the floor.
And it's Baskin. More handing off as he gets into Weiner. Weiner. Another three is taking, no good off the rim and out by Kula. And Mark Daly on the left side, comes the other way, he's gonna get it to Ressa. Ressa back to Dash, top of the key. He's gonna take the three, no good off the rim, a foul is called and it's against Garrett Ressa. It's gonna be a push against Garrett. 5-0, 5:36 remaining in this first quarter, Adam. What has Port done well, especially Daniel Dash, early on, as he's asserted his dominance through his height early in this ballgame?
Yeah, Dash has gotten a lot of rebounds, and he's been efficient in the post.
And a three by Weiner goes off the rim. We got to Shanahan. Shanahan, they're going to call it walk on him. Styles the ball. So Weider will inbound it, and Michael Stanko will pass it back to him, guarded by Shanahan. Back to Kula. She's a Stanko. Now they'll take it to Kula. A handoff play back to Stanko. Guarded by Stolper, who stays with him. They're going to call, I think it's a block against Jack Stolper. And it's going to be Kula. He's going to inbound it and stop the key. It's Stanko, guarded by Stolper. Looks for some separation. And a three is taken by Oz Syosset. No good off the backboard. Rebounded, though. And another three will be taken, this time by Stanko. Off again and collected by Dash.
They've been really inefficient with their threes, and Dash has just been really taking advantage on the boards.
And Shanahan, guarded by Weiner. Kicks it back to the top of the key. There's Stolper. Stolper to Ressa. And there's going to be a call against Ressa. I'm not 100% sure what it is. And it's going to be a legal block against Port Washington's Daniel Dash. 4:31 remaining in this first quarter. Still 5-0 Port. The Port's defense has not allowed Syosset to score.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not been Port. I think Syosset just settling for bad three-pointers right now.
And Joe Moconi is going to look to sub into the game along with sophomore Matt Schmitz. It's Kula guarded by Russell. They're going to get it, send it around the horn. And in comes a layup blocked by Bailey and Dash, put up and falls by Harris Baskin. But some more moves by Michael Mark and a good block by Dash and Daly. Shanahan on the right side, they're going to get it to Mark Daly. Comes out of the corner and looks stolen away by Mark. He'll bring it on the left, the right side. Try to force the pass, blocked by Stolper, and Mark Daly has possession. He's going to settle it down. Gets to Shanahan. Shanahan, it's good off the easy layup, hitting both the backboard and the rim. And now Michael Stanko will slow it down. So he brings it across at court, 7-2 Vikings. Sasha's swinging it around. The screen is set by Baskin on Shanahan, but they just keep passing the ball around.
And yes, Syosset's not getting into the paint, but now they do, but they pass out again.
And Kula's open for three on the left side. No good off the right side of the rim and out.
And that's got to be Daniel Dash's fifth rebound by the game, even now, halfway through the first quarter.
And Shanahan with the three, no good. Rebound collected by Ressa. Ressa fights his way for a shot. It's not good, but he'll be at the free throw line. So it's going to be a foul against Robert Poole, the junior from Syosset.
And Garrett Ressa, not known for his free throw shooting, but we'll see how, if he can give Port a 7-point lead.
And the first one's good.
Coming in, number 24 Matt Schmitz and number 14 Joe Malconi and Daniel Dash and Mark Daly are coming out of the game. Ressa taking his second free throw.
And that one's in and out. Rebound collected by Shanahan, but it's taken the other way by Syosset. And they're going to get it to Stanko. Stanko looks to drive his way in. A bunch of bounces off the rim and it falls 8-4 in favor of Fort Washington. And Shanahan, he'll have another one. Nice pull-up and shot by him. We'll get to Kula. Kula across to Weiner. Back out, a three is taken. No good off the rebound, off the rim. And the Sasha ball is hit off Schmidt.
Currently, Port has three fouls against them, and Syosset has two with 2:19 left in the first quarter. Vikings 10, Syosset 4.
The Kula is going to look He's going to get it to Wiener, guarded by Shanahan on the wing. We'll kick it out back to the top of the key. Hands off to Kula. Kula. He's going to drop in Stanka. Guarded by Stolper. Settles it down. 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. A nice move. Kicks it out. Kula, he looks to drive on Stolper. No good. Collects his own rebound, but it's stolen away by Stolper. He'll do a lob pass for Shanahan. Shanahan will settle it down, and that's going to be a travel called on him, although he did make the shot after the call.
And I think what Coach Dooley is arguing right now is that the Syosset player blocked the shot, and the ref, I don't think, saw that. I think we saw that all the way from up here in the booth, and now he's getting, and now the refs are going to consult each other on the matter. And both and the Syosset coach is now getting into it as well, Coach Greg Cardona. He's chirping at Dooley too, and they're both kind of smiling at each other because I think they both know he blocked it.
They're going to go a jump ball.
And they will give the ball to Syosset. So nothing changes in that whole 30-second skirmish.
But we will see in the future Port will have the next jump ball. And Port Washington has a press going on, and they're going to let it get to Stanko. He'll bring it up with Wiener. At the top, to the wing, it is Baskin, guarded by Schmidt. Back top the key. A shot, no good by Wiener. And Joe McConian bring it the other way. A low pass to Stolper. He's able to hold on, however. They get to Schmidt on the wing. He's going to look for a driving Shanahan, who is able to finish with the right hand off the glass. And a timeout will be taken by Coach Cardona of the Braves. Once again, 12-4 in the favor of the Port Washington Vikings here early on, late into this first quarter. Adam and I heard a little bit what Coach Cardona had to say to his team. He said, first off, you got to play better defense. Second, stop turning the ball over. And third, they got to be careful about Daniel Dash as he's been manhandling them
and
so far.
And also Connor Shanahan, who has 6 points thus far early into the game. And Jacob Wiener has zero.
And Wiener will settle along, and it's Stanko. They're going to call something against the Vikings. It's going to be a block against Michael Mark, the forward. So as we approach a minute remaining, Port's been dominant, and so is Dash and Connor Shanahan for the Vikings so far.
Yeah, really, this has come as a surprise because Syosset's been a high-scoring team, and this will be their lowest-scoring quarter so far this year.
And it's a risky pass stolen away by Kuma. Here comes Syosset the other way. Melkonian runs his way back, and Kuma will put up a shot off the front end of the rim. Collects his own rebound to the right side, puts it up with the right hand, underhand, no good. Rebound by Melkonian on the right side of the court. Will slow it down, guarded by Stanko. He's going to look to Ressa. Nice move as he fights his way inside. Foul is called. Garrett Russell will be going to the free throw line and looking to get a couple more shots here tonight.
Yeah, that was a beautiful move by Garrett Russell. I mean, just a nice inside move by him. And, you know, they were talking about the big man in the huddle and they couldn't get him that time.
So Russell misses the first one a little to the left. And into the game comes Robert Berland, out comes Baskin. Harris Baskin and Schmitz will come back into the game for the Vikings.
Ressa looking to give Port a 9-point lead with 34 seconds here left in the first quarter. Here's the shot.
And it falls, so Port up 13-4.
And Craig Cardona telling his players that they're getting it down to 10 seconds right now. Out.
So they're just wasting the time here as it's Wiener against Shanahan.
As we can hear Port's bench heating up, wanting Port one last offensive stand.
They're going to get it to Kuma. Kuma looks to drive, shooting Stanko. A three is taken, no good. Rebound collected by Port, and they're going to throw the ball away. The shot was no good by Robert Kula. Stanko initially with the miss. Once again, at the end of the first quarter, the Vikings up 13-4 here at Pauly Schreiber High School.
And we're going to come right back to you with the mid-quarter report presented by Healthy Kids Pediatrics. And we're back to you with a short in-quarter report. Right now, Connor Shanahan leading the Port Vikings with 6 points, and Daniel Dash coming in a close second with 5. I believe he has currently about 6 rebounds, so on definitely on pace for a double-double, Chris.
All right, and that quick intermission report was brought to you by Healthy Kids Pediatrics. And we start second quarter. Connor Shanahan, he's going to go up against Stanko. Looks to drive, immediately shot off the back end of the rim and out. They're going to do a stretch pass that's intercepted by Garrett Ressa. And it's stolen away by Syosset. That was Berland, Robert Berland, guarded by Stolper. They'll get it. A 3-point by Stanko. No good. Rebound by Ressa.
And we've seen that a lot this game. Syosset's missed a lot of shots.
Stolper going to get it to Melkoni and Cho. He's going to kick it out to Dash. On the wing, the right side, hand off to Stolper. Almost takes a tumble, but is able to regain his control. And it's Ressa. They're going to call travel against him. It's going to go the other way. 7:20 remaining in this half.
Ressa's really had trouble with that travel. I think he's got about 3 calls called against him right now. And, you know, he just needs to gather his footing. And, you know, they need to make quicker passes as Syosset brings the ball up the floor.
So Stanko, he's going to get it to Berland. And to Wiener. Jake Wiener on a mismatch. And it's a 3 taken. No good. Rebound by Ressa. Shot was taken by Berland.
Shooting just off today, Chris. I don't know what to say.
And it's Melkonian with the turnover, stolen away by Wiener. And Sas the other way. They'll do a drop pass. And Kula under the rim. No good. The coach is shocked as that was basically wide open. And at a varsity level, that should go in 10 out of 10 times.
And we just had another turnover by the Vikings, a bad pass to Garrett Ressa that he couldn't pick up, and Syosset is going to have the ball again with 6:43 remaining in the second period.
Well, yeah, Adam, we've seen so...
Everything's just not falling, Chris.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just obvious right now. I mean, layup, 3-pointers. They've scored 4 points right now when they scored 27 points in the third quarter of last night's game. It's crazy.
And it's cool. Started by Ressa, they're going to kick it. And what I was saying before, it's a very sloppy, choppy game so far as another 3-point is taken. This one falls right in the hoop. Swish for the junior, Robert Gula. Shanahan, Melkonian looking for a presence in the post, but screen set on Wiener. Stolper will stop. Looks for Duncan, 3-point by Shanahan. A nice arc, and that's an air ball, but it almost falls out of bounds. Kula barely able to keep the ball inbounds. And we see Volkan Levent checking into the game now for the Vikings. And under the hoop, ball movement around. A foul is called against. It's going to be called against Syosset as the play did continue. Wiener did make the shot, but Stolper anyway got the. He fouled Syosset before the shot, so it does not count. But 13-7.
And I believe Stolper has about 3 fouls now, so they're bringing him out of the game.
So Volkan Levent, who's staying with Stanko, the sophomore, a 3-point taken, no good. Rebound is knocked down by Volkan, secured by Dash on the missed shot by Michael Mark.
And that's Dash's 7th rebound in the game, really pacing toward that double-double.
They're going to try to get it to Dash in the post, but knocked out by Kula. It's going to be Vikings ball, however. Kula does not agree.
Yeah, Kula tried to get under that, but I think definitely he got the last hand on it. And Dash was very aggressive.
They're going to get it now to Melkoni and tried to force it. It's stolen away by Wiener. On the right side, guarded by Melkoni. They're going to get it to a wide open number 22. It falls. That was Robert Berland. And Fawcett now is 3 points away from coming all the way back.
Yeah, they were down 13-4 at the beginning of this quarter, but now it's 13-10 with 6 straight points on the 2 3-pointers by Kula and I believe Robert Berland.
And it's Dash in the post. He gets blocked, but they're going to kick it out to Shanahan, who puts up a 3. It falls! Connor Shanahan from long range.
And that'll silence any Syosset supporters here right now as Port takes a 6-point lead.
And you see, ready to check in the game, Mark Daly and number 21, Harry Baskin, is a shot, no good. Rebound secured by Michael Mark, who put it to Wiener for a 3, no good.
And Wiener has 0 points right now and a 0 field goal percentage.
and Levent. Volkan will kick it to Shanahan, who looks to make his way in. Nice move, but unable to finish. A foul is called against the Vikings. And Zasic is trying to make a change, and we also see Ben Spear looking to cut into the game. A foul was against number 22 on the Vikings, Garrett Ressa. And into the game, number 5, Thomas Goldrick. And Baskin, as we said, out comes number 4, Michael Mark, and number 2, Michael Stanko. The two Michaels are gone, and coming into the game is Goldrick.
Yeah, Goldrick's something we haven't seen yet, but he's put up points in their last two games. We'll see what he can do.
Wiener, guarded by Shanahan. Back to Poole at the top of the key. Screen set by Goldrick. Almost a steal comes up for the Vikings, but Mark Daly, he's on defense, kicks it back out. A deep three by Wiener, no good. And the rebound by Mark Daly.
Another missed three by Wiener. It's getting really, really tense in for the Syosset Braves.
And Shanahan is able to use to flick it up and in. Nice move by Shanahan, and a successful layup. 18-10 Vikings.
And that is Shanahan's 11th points of the game. You know, halfway through here in the seventh quarter.
Cool, looks to drive, puts it up in almost like a double clutch kind of position, but he's unsuccessful in that attempt of a layup, to say the least. And the foul is against Connor Shanahan, and Cool will be shooting.
That's going to be his first foul of the game. You know, we don't really, you know, Port Washington fans really don't want him in foul trouble.
No good on the first shot.
Yeah, Cool, I'm not sure he's known for his free throw shooting either. He's kind of a big man. He kind of, you know, assumes that power forward role in their offense.
The second one falls, however, cutting down Vikings lead to 7 with 3:20 remaining in this half. Spear on the wing. They get it to Volkan Levent on the other wing, on the left side. Nice move. He's going to force it in. He did have a cutting Shanahan, but he decided to ignore him, or he didn't see him, as Ressa, once again dominating the paint, picks up another foul, and he'll head to the line. So the foul's against Thomas Goldrick.
Yeah, Goldrick coming in this game. No points yet, but we got a foul from him as Garrett Ressa takes more free throws.
And Joe Melkonian is also going to look to come back into the game. First one falls.
That'll extend Port's lead back to 8, and Ressa looking to make it 9 here. He hasn't been perfect so far on free throws. Let's see if he can be.
And it's good. Substitution, Ressa comes out, Maconi comes back in.
And now Port's got a 9-point lead with 3 minutes to go in the half. Kula brings it up.
They're going to swing it around the wing. Cutting Wiener. He'll get it across. A 3 is taken off the end of the rim. Shot attempt by Berland. They're going to get it to Mark Daly. Mark looks to drive and good. And a foul. He'll head to the line. Mark Daly. Nice play by him. So it's going to be timeout taken. For Syosset.
And we have 2:38 remaining in the half right now as Port is leading 22-11 by 10 points right now. I mean, Mark Daly has his first points of the game. Connor Shanahan's really lighting it up. And Port's been, you know, firing on all cylinders. They had a rough start to this quarter, but now they're starting to pick it up. Port in this quarter has scored 9 and Syosset 7 points. So Port Washington has just overtaken them in points this quarter as the huddles will break up and we will resume the action.
So Mark Daly's going to be at the free throw line for his and one.
Let's see if he can make that three and the deficit for Syosset at 11.
No good rebound by Syosset, secured by Michael Mark. He'll let it go to Michael Stanko on the left side of the court. Back to Kula. He'll get it to Wiener. A handoff off the face of Kula, but he's able to hold on. Settled down by Stanko at the top of the key. Just sending it around. And Matt Sanders also came into the game during that off the timeout. He didn't catch him as he does a nice spin move and one beautiful move by Matt Sanders. It was Goldrick who did come out in replace of Sanders. And Sanders will be looking for his first free throws of the game. No good. Rebound by Daly. They'll quickly get up to Volkan Leven on the right side. Going to slow it down. Gets it to Ben Spear. Spear, no good on the layup.
Yeah, Spear just went too quick there.
And it's stolen away. Here comes Volkan Leven. He's just going to put it off and in for a nice layup by Leven. Port extends their lead.
Yeah, that was just an easy breakaway with the tap away steal. And then Volkan was basically cherry picking in the backcourt.
And Sanders will give it away. Levent takes it the other way, puts on the brakes. He's going to kick it to the left. Shanahan. Levent takes it. Gets tripped. Shanahan, the first one to help him up. And they're going to call a foul. It looks like Levent's going to be shooting.
Yeah, that was the first foul on Michael Stanko for Syosset, and their team fouls are now up to 7, and we're in the 1-1 phase as Levent tries to make it a 12-point deficit and maybe even 13 for the Syosset Braves.
And it's good for Volkan on the first. Pulled up by 12. And the second one's also good. Port up by 13. W formation again. We see Coach Cordona doing
well,
that.
It's always late in the pass, and Mark Daly almost steals it away.
Well, spin move and knock out of bounds. Port possession. Stanko trying to be honest on the Koopa on the floor.
Yeah,
spins his way. But
now we have a substitution, Daniel Dash, coming in for Ben Spear. As Spear almost got his first points of the game, but just got a light miss as his teammates will give him nice high fives for his efforts.
And Stanko comes back, and Goldrick back in. Dash, posting up from the wing over there. He tries to Shanahan remains in possession. He falls foul against Wiener. Shanahan trying to get back after a hard pass, unable to secure it, but he is eventually able to and draws the foul. He'll be at the line as well as he continues this 1-1 phase of this half.
Yeah, not a lot of chances for the charity stripe for Syosset, but Port has been getting a lot of charity this game, if you say it that way.
No good on the first, but a rebound secured by Daly. Foul on him against Kula. And they're going to call it a push against Mark Daly.
Yeah, Mark has now 2 fouls on the game. And I believe, and Port has 8 to match Syosset's 8 fouls with 58 seconds left in the first half.
And Coach Dooley not in agreement with the call, but he'll take it. He won't pull a rant on that one. As we saw in our first game, we broadcasted as Kula. Good on the first. But in our first game we broadcasted last year, Adam, remember it was Port JV against the Westbury Green Dragons. The assistant coach got a technical in that game after going ballistic on the sideline after a call didn't go his way as Kula nails the second. But that's just a funny experience for our first game, wasn't it, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, he got ejected, he got kicked out. And,
he got kicked out of the school as well.
In any other game this season.
not just the gym as well, as they're going to be settled down by Kula. Kula puts it up and in for the layup on the right side, but he didn't just get kicked off the floor. He had to sit outside on a cold February day.
That was really unfortunate, and you know, we hope that no coach really sees that and it's something to model as Court is trying to get some point, last second point for the Shanahan.
And Shanahan from deep on the right corner. Again, he's on fire this half.
And Port Washington takes a 12-point lead right now. Final seconds, kicking off the clock here.
And a timeout going to be taken by Coach Cardona. Shanahan having a great game so far.
Yeah, Cardona, he wasn't seeing his offense doing what he wants. Shanahan really had Wiener on lockdown at the top of the key, and he just wanted to have a reset of the offense, maybe get it down inside, you know, a 10-point deficit going to the break. But, you know, it's really been a tale of two teams this game. It's been Port Washington, a lot of shots dropping, a lot of, you know, free throw shots. Mm-hmm. It's really been a good game for them. And then you have Syosset, who, you know, they've sustained a little bit of a hot streak through this quarter with 13 points to their four, only four in the first quarter. But still, last game, their lowest output of quarter points was 10, and they had a high of 27. And just to bring you in on some stats right now, the leader for Syosset, their, you know, quote unquote captain, Jacob Wiener, he had 22 points last game. This game, zero.
And
zero.
Almost
Chris.
At halftime already. In both of his games, as he scored 21 and 22 for Jacob Wiener.
As Lewis Blakeman, one of the players on the Vikings team, told us, they were going to try to neutralize his power. And honestly, I have to give the Vikings credit. They've done that thus far.
And how many points did you say Wiener would score by the end of this game? I mean, we still have a lot.
At the beginning of this game, I really thought Wiener would put up above 30 because, you know, I didn't really think that the Vikings were going to be able to hold his three-point capabilities. But they have thus far, and, you know, we're going to see how the rest of this half plays out with 8 seconds.
And speaking about Wiener, he's guarded by Shanahan. They're going to kick it across, coming in. A fake, a three, a nice move. Blocked by Dallas at the buzzer, as that was Robert Kula. Yeah, Robert Kula trying to make his way to the basket, ran out of time, and as I was saying, Adam, before we send it to the half, already at the team of Syosset has only 17 points, and five less than one player's scoring in the last game.
Yeah, and we're going to come back to you with the halftime report, sponsored by Yummy Gyro.
So here at halftime, I'm Chris Bean alongside Adam Jackman. Score of the Vikings 29 and Syosset Braves 17.
Yeah, Chris, I just want to mention what happened during the first half. It was really a low-scoring output by the Syosset Braves. It was not what anyone expected coming into this game. After a 54-point output in their last game and a 72-point output in the game before that. And also, no one expected star point guard Jacob Wiener to have the game he's having right now. I mean, he's committed three fouls. He has 0 points, and he's just not hitting shots. I mean, he's 0% from the field, and I think he's taken above seven shots already from just the three-point line. He's really not producing, and, you know, some other notable guys who are not producing right now, Michael Mark, who had 10 rebounds last game. 10, that's a very good amount for high school basketball, but he is sitting with 0 rebounds, and he's sitting with 0 points. The only bright spot in the Syosset Braves locker room right now, or not locker room, they're currently shooting on the court, is Michael Kula.
Robert
Kula, excuse me. The forward, the junior forward, number 23, he's had a large output so far.
I believe he's had 6 points, and he's had some. He's had a three, and he's had a few from the charity stripe. So he's had a definitely a positive game, and as he scored 0 points in the last two games, the first games of the season. So that's their one bright spot. But for the Vikings, it's a very different game.
Well, so far for the Vikings, Connor Shanahan, he's been playing very, very well so far. Another name to mention, Daniel Dash, he's been dominating in the post and in the paint. And we heard Coach Cardona, Greg Cardona of the Braves, talk about him and how they have to stop him, but they have not been able to do so during this game so far, Adam.
Yeah, I think, you know, speaking to that point of stopping the big man, they're having a conversation right now, probably addressing their defense and addressing, you know, probably their offense, I think is the biggest key to this game, because they're not hitting threes, they're not hitting shots, and they're settling for bad shots, Chris.
Exactly, and we're going to get it down to third quarter action. I'm Chris Spina with Adam Jackman, the CLM Sports Broadcast, and this is underwritten by Healthy Kids Pediatrics, Lin-On Home Decor, Yummy Gyro, and Arena Sports.
So, some second half action here. Cy Austin is down by 12, but now 10. Nice shot fell by Stanko.
Yes, Iasa coming out firing now, and they're really going now into the low part of the floor, which really excites me.
And it's tipped away, and here comes Stanko. He's fouled, and it falls on the layup. And you can most likely hear it from here. He high-fived Michael Mark very loud. As you can see, the energy flowing. He's juiced up, and Stanko's had an incredible start to the second half, only 25 seconds in.
Yeah, that's 4 points already. He got the steal. He's got 4 points and looking to make it five, and that's second foul on Connor Shanahan. He's going to have to watch it here in the second half.
And it will stay at four. He misses the free throw. It's an 8-point game here at Paulie Schreiber High School. Stolper. And a nice move by Ressa falls. And it was Jake Wiener. He was looking for a foul.
And
he got knocked over, but nothing was called, and Port capitalized.
And Port now leading by 10 with Syosa got the ball.
And a three falls from Michael Stanko. He remains hot. 7 points in the opening 55 seconds so far of the second.
And now Syosa's got the deficit to 7 as Stanko's got 7.
And it's tipped away by Stanko. It's going to be... We're waiting for the call.
It's gonna be Port Washington ball.
So
with
Stank almost came up with another steal there.
I mean, Stank is really having a half right now. Just a minute in.
And it's a foul against. It's gonna be a foul against the Vikings. Garrett Russa on a hold on the inbound.
And now Syosa bringing up 7-point deficit. They're with inside 10, and anything can happen now with a lot of time.
And Stanko, guarded by Stolper, makes his way in. A nice pass and an easy basket for Harris Baskin.
Yeah, and Stanko's got an assist, a steal, and 7 points right now in this quarter.
Shanahan tries to use body. Not a good shot there, but Dash is able to collect the rebound. He gets nice block by Stanko. He'll bring it the other way. And Michael Stanko kicks out to Wiener. Three from Puma. From top of the key, no good. Rebound collected by Harris Baskin. They'll get it to Michael Mark. Roll it to Wiener. Puma will slow it down, guarded by Russ at the top.
Yeah, we see now Syosset slowing it down, you know, getting into their prime scorers, and Stanko has had the ball a lot now.
A nice screen set by Baskin, and they'll give it to him for three. Air ball. And up the other way, Shanahan. Another air ball on that end, but rebound by Ressa. He's no good. Collected by Kuma. He'll pitch it ahead. Syosset. The other way, Michael Mark slows it down to Stanko. Guarded by Daly. And
their coach, Greg Cardona, is saying slow it down. And now Wiener at the top of the key against Shanahan.
And he'll dish to Kuma. They're swinging the ball around. A deep three contested by Shanahan, and Wiener is no good.
And Jacob Wiener really having a struggle from three.
And a floater by Stoker is no good. Rebounds collected by Ressa, and he gets fouled. And stayed with it, the port.
Yeah, that
bench is excited.
Yeah, that was on Stanko, so they're kind of excited. And now coming into the game, Matt Schmitz for Ressa, who, you know, was involved in that little skirmish there and probably needs some well-deserved rest.
You see him sitting on the coach's little stool there as Dooley has the main seat. He was offered it, but didn't want to give it up.
Yeah, I believe that was an offensive 3-second violation, which rarely happens ever in the game, but they called it on Jack Stoper, who really got stuck there down in the paint.
And it's stolen away by Mark Daly. The right side, he goes in for the layup. Kuma all the way back with a nice block. Robert Kuma. And Stanko, nice move, but he's headed to the line, got fouled. Stanko has electrified the Braves so far in the second half. If you know how there has to be one player who always energizes the squad? That's Stanko right now for Syos and Adam.
Yeah, last year when we were reporting on JV, it was Volkan Levent for JV, and now he's on varsity. But right now in this quarter, it's been Stanko.
Good on the first.
And that's 8 points so far in this quarter for Stanko.
Second one's good as well. Make that nine, Adam. Stolper will bring it up.
And with 4:20 to go, Syosset only trails by 3 points.
Schmitz, he'll get it to Mark Daly on the left corner. Daly stuck, used his dribble. Get it to Dash on the baseline. Daniel Dash against Kuma. Forces his way in for an and one. Foul against Kuma. Kuma saying, what did I do, ref? But it doesn't matter. He doesn't get the explanation. He wants Dash at the charity stripe. Timeout's going to be called. A full timeout by Syosset's head coach.
Yeah, Syosset, I mean, they've called, I believe, four timeouts in this game, and it's all been Syosset calling the timeouts. Coach Dooley has not felt the need for them, as Dash now going to take the free throw with a 5-point lead with 4:03 left in this game. The Vikings lead 33-28. They currently have three fouls against them, as the Braves currently have two.
And Adam, Coach Dooley hasn't really needed to take the timeout so far, as Port Washington has been leading the majority of this game. Syosset hasn't led yet in the game, so it's limited Dooley's necessity to call a timeout, and we may see him as us coming back start to use them here in this third.
Yeah, but I really just want to point out the change in Syosset's game. They've been slowing the pace. Coach Greg Cardona, you know, he's calmed down this basketball team. You know, their leader, I think, coming into this game was definitely Wiener, but now their leader is definitely Stanko. Michael Stanko has taken over this game. He's talking to his coach. He's communicating with his players. And, you know, he's having fun out there. And that's why they've drawn it to as close as three.
Dash no good on the free throw. Collected by Kuma. Guarded by Schmitz. And it's Mark.
And a good poke by Stolper. Now Stanko.
Stanko looks to drive. Tries to dish it inside. Stolen away by Mark Daly. If he hurries, they got a 3-on-2. Tries, but Syosset runs back, races back. Daly's able to collect it. A 3 put up by Shanahan. Airballs it.
Yeah, Shanahan, he's airballed 2 threes. He's made 2 threes, but he really needs to be more consistent.
And Kuma up and in double coverage. 3-point game, Adam.
And that draws it to three again. This is the closest it's been since the opening minutes.
Daly, that is Stolper on the right wing. Shanahan open, top of the key, guarded by Stanko. So they put it in to Dash in the post. Daniel Dash tries to kick it out to Stolper, fakes a three, and so does Shanahan, puts up a jump shot off the glass, no good.
That was an ugly jump shot there. He had the three open, and then he decided.
Stolper on the for the opportunity as he took the jump shot. Not a smart play by Connor Shanahan.
Yeah, Shanahan's really losing his confidence in his three ball. He needs to regain that.
And speaking about three balls, Kuma, no good on that one from between the top of the key and the right wing. Mark Daly makes his way in and out, rolls around. Foul is called. Harris Baskin looking for a call. He gets pushed out of bounds, but we're going to see Port hold on to possession as he was the one who brought the ball out.
And now Robert Berlin comes in for Baskin, taking over. Robert Berlin, to mention him, he had 7 points. He had 7 points in last night's game. And Joe Malconian comes in for the Vikings for Connor Shanahan.
And Schmitz on the baseline. Got Stolper on the wing. Screen set by Dash. It's kicked out to Daly and Malconian. Joe Malconian looks to drive on Stanko. A nice duck in. Able to kick it back out to Daly on the. Would you call that a fake shot, Adam?
I would call that a fake shot. And then he really had to resort to passing.
Schmitz, a corner three. No good.
That was a good shot by Schmitz. I respect that corner three. You know, he didn't make it, but it was a gutsy shot. I think if it gone in, it would be a different result.
And Kuma gets it. A three put up. It falls. Tie game. Shot by Robert Berlin.
Yeah, I was talking about Robert Berlin, and he's been good.
Malconian, Stolper, three. He's got it as well. Back-to-back three-pointers.
And those were the first points by Stolper with 1:21 here to go to the third.
The thing about Stolper, has been a very great defensive player as Kuma looks for a three. No good. Rebound by Mark Daly.
And that was an interesting rebound. He put that through his legs to keep it from the defender.
Stolper. He's kept away by Wiener. Took it right out of his hands. Stolper almost with momentum fell out of bounds. Hand off to Stanko. Guarded by Stolper. Gets a little separation. Nice crossover. No good off the glass. And then the rim. Rebound by Port. Mark Daly on the left wing. Slows it down. He's going to take it in. Blocked. Hard away by Berlin. It's a backcourt violation against Jack Stolper. Almost a rush for Kuma.
Yeah, they Syosset almost got the turnover there as Stanko's coming out of the game for number 20, Matt Sanders. Stanko's had a great quarter, but he'll have to take a seat right now. And it was a backcourt by Jack Stolper, obviously, and Syosset's going to take the ball out from the half-court line.
Hey, Sanders, hey, thumbs up. So they'll give it to Kuma. Going to slow it down. 40 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Court up by three thanks to Jack Stolper's look around the arc. In the corner, it's Wiener. He still is scoreless, but is able to kick it to Kuma. First three, no good. Rebound, up and in. Nice play by Matt Sanders. Ball never hit the ground. He just went up and knocked it back in.
Yeah, we're seeing, you know, Matt Sanders came in for Stanko and is produced immediately.
Stolper's looking for Mark Daly here. I see Mark calling for the ball. Doesn't get it. Malconian instead. He's going to kick it out to Stolper on the right side. So nice dribble moves. Tries to duck it around. No good. And it's Kuma. He's just going to fling it down. Not even close. But at the end of the third quarter, 46-35 Vikings.
And now we're coming to you with our Linon Home Decor third quarter report. It is the Vikings currently have 36, and the Braves currently have 35 points as the fourth quarter will get underway. The leading scorers for
Shanahan.
The leading scorer for Port Shanahan. I think he has over 20 right now, and Dash has just been great on the rebounds. And Stanko, as we mentioned, he had 9 points in the third quarter alone to lead Syosset to an 18-point outburst in the third quarter to Port Washington's only measly 7 points. That's their low on the day. And this third quarter is going to shape up into an interesting outcome. Definitely, I mean, if these teams don't score a lot of points in the fourth quarter, it will be a low-scoring affair.
Once again, it's all coming down to this. Port was dominant in the first two quarters. Syosset owned the last one. 1-point game coming into the fourth quarter here at Paul D. Schreiber High School in Port Washington, New York. So it's going to be Joe Melcone. He's going to inbound it to Vikings' Connor Shanahan. Point guard, he's been playing very well today so far. And Sanders, Matt Sanders, he's going to be guarding Volkan Levin, who got checked into the game as well. A risky pass by Melcone, and he's not had a great game himself today. A lot of turnovers. But, I mean, he has held his own out there.
Yeah, it's his first varsity game, and you know he's been a little clumsy out there. You know, they're all gonna have jitters in their first game, but I think you know, trusting the veteran players is a good idea. But he'll definitely develop into his own as this season progresses.
Definitely. So it's Sanders on the right wing, guarded by Volkan Levent. Two great age difference, as it's Wiener. He's gonna kick it out. 3 point. It falls. This is the first time a lead is taken. 3 point by Robert Berland, 38-36 Braves.
Yeah, Berland's been nice this game as he scored 5 points over the past few minutes.
Schmitz looks to answer with another three. No good. Rebound by Sanders. He'll give it to Jake Wiener.
Yeah, the Vikings are in unfamiliar territory, have not trailed this game, so we'll see how they react as Wiener brings it up the floor.
And he'll drop it and leave it. Puma, he looks to drive up and in. 4-point differential here for the Vikings and the Braves.
Yeah, Kuma's now lighted up as we see Stanko about to enter the game as his coach is talking to him on the bench.
Shanahan, on the right side, looking for a screen on Kuma. Levent, Schmitz for three. No good, rebound by Ressa. He rolls it like a bowling ball across Shanahan. 3 point put up by Levent, no good. Rebound collected by Berlin. He will settle it down and up. Actually, never mind, they are still explosive. Kuma, no good on the layup. They fling the ball ahead like a football. And back the other way come the Vikings. Melcone into the wing. It's Schmitz trying to force it into the paint. And it's going to be a foul against Robert Kuma.
And now Wiener will be coming out of the game for Stanko with 6:06 left in the fourth quarter. Vikings down by 4 right now as Shanahan inbounds it.
And Berlin and Russell both tussling out of bounds. Jump ball, and this time it's Vikings possession.
And that jump ball will come in the favor of the Vikings as Shanahan will try to inbound it again. The Vikings need to get their rhythm going.
Got it to Russell. Russell to Melkonian. Pump fake, got to Shanahan. Puts up a three. In and out. So close there as Kuma will bring it across to Sayo.
That was really close. I mean, that was like the toilet bowl shot right there. That was out, in. You thought it was in, but then it went eventually out.
To Berlin, guarded by Melsonian, hands it off. Back into the game is Michael Stanko. Nice dribble move. Forces Shanahan to the ground. Kuma, nice move, and it falls. Robert Kuma. Timeout taken by Coach Dooley.
And you know what? We've said all game, Dooley has not needed a timeout. Well, now he needs one, down by 6 with 5:31 left. As Garrett Ressa was chirping on the ref a little bit at the start of that timeout, and Dooley really, he's got to fire up his team. I mean, they've been missing some close shots Schmitz, you know, has been close on some shots. Shanahan has been close, and they really, you know, they just got to get it together. I don't think this game is lost for either team right now.
Definitely, Adam. And I think if I'm Coach Dooley, I'm going to put in some players, some new players right now. I'd like, Ben Spear was playing well when he was in. I think about putting him in and give Ressa a little bit of a break. That's what I would do. But we'll wait on the official call by Coach Dooley.
Yeah, this is a game that Port really wants to win and really needs to win if they're going to show they're a team that can compete in the Section 8 of New York State.
And Adam, how important is the first game? It's not any given game. It's opening night. It sets the tone for the season. So how important is this for Port?
I think it's very important right now that they get a positive outlook. You know, it's not the end of the world, but I think these final 5 minutes are an indication of you know, how well they can do under pressure.
And the ref is talking a little bit to Ressa. They look like they're on the same page here with 5:26 remaining. We'll also probably see Daniel Dash come in for the latter end of the game as they've not been able to contain him so far. Melkonian, he has Ressa wide open, but doesn't look on the left wing of Levent for three. No good. Rebound by Ressa. Good to keep it there. Hit away by Berlin. They're going to call a foul. So the foul was against Robert Berland.
Yeah, Berland's been really good with the points, but he hasn't kept his hands to himself, if you know what I mean. He's been getting in some foul trouble as Shanahan gets it out.
Melkoni in the baseline J, no good. Ressa fights for the rebound. No good. Kula coming across on the right side. 5 minutes remaining. Daniel Dash is going to look to check into the game for the Vikings.
And Cardona slowing down the pace, knowing they have the lead, knowing they don't need to force any unnecessary shots.
And it's Sweener, Jake Wiener. Parts like the Red Sea. Melkoni, and they're going to call a charge against Wiener. And you know, what a great play by Melkoni, stepping and taking the hit, and it ends up helping his team. It parted, but you saw at the last second Joe Melkoni stepping.
Yeah, we just
take the blow.
With that ball in the air, you know, it seemed like an eternity. We thought Jake Wiener was going to have his first points of the game, but it was for naught as he had the charge.
So Jack Stolper going into Melkoni. He looks to drive. Pump fake. Ressa fakes the three. Slow down. Forces it inside her. Dash. He's didn't make it, but they're going to call it foul. Push. And Port's going to hold on. And looking into the check into the game. Kula's going to come out into the game. Michael Mark.
We're still waiting to see the first points by Port in this quarter as Ressa gets it.
And then it's Stolper. Stolper, it's Melkonian. He's going to dribble around the horn. Gets it across. It's Ressa. And Shanahan. Connor Shanahan looks to drive, unable to. And Stolper, the baseline shot, not even close.
Yeah, they're just not finding good shots. The Syosset defense has been great. They've got that good, I think, they've got that good man coverage right now as Stenko taking his time at the top of the key.
Michael Mark. Swinging around, taking their time. It's Wiener. Wiener looks. Berland for the three in the corner. It's good. Robert Berland turns this into a 9-point game. He's been electric from the 3-point.
And now Syosset 10 points in this quarter. Port, 0.
Shanahan spinning around on his pivot. Garrett Ressa. Gonna get it. Stolper and Melkonian on the right corner. Mark Daly's gonna look to sub into the game. I assume for Melkonian as Ressa on the right wing. Forces it to Melkonian. Joe. Nice move through the legs. As the shot clock comes to an end, he puts it up in a good for Joe Melkonian. Nice shot there from him.
Those are his first points of the game. And now Port trails by 7 with 3 minutes to go. This is an important possession for Syosset if they want to close out this game.
And it's Wiener. Guarded by Shanahan. Gets him to bite. He's going to hit it to Stanko. He puts up a shot, and it's good. And one. Foul is crucial hits by for Washington. And foul on Daniel Dash. And Mark Daly gets a sub in. And yes, it is for Joe Marconian.
Yeah, and that puts Syosset up by 9 right now. Sanko could make it 10. And he does.
38-48, Boog is down. They need a score of 239. Shanahan and Mark Daly. Yeah, Shanahan. Forces the pass, stolen away by Sanko. Mark Daly gets it back. And Sanko tries to be a little fancy there. Foul is called. Kula's gonna check back into the game now. Foul was on number 2, Michael Sanko. And it's gonna be in the 1-on-1 now as out of the game comes Michael Mark.
Well, there's 2:23 left in this game, and I think what Port has to do, they have to force Syosset to miss shots. They have, Connor Shanahan has to make these two free throws right now that he could possibly make, and they have to be quick down the floor.
First one by Shanahan is good. 9-point game.
Well, you make it 9, you can make it 8 here, and then you just have to keep on this point train, and you have to keep making shots.
That one's no good. I think his foot crossed the line there. And then either way, if it fell or not, doesn't count. Besides, will inbound.
And now Port's going to put a little pressure here with Jack Stolper on Michael Sanko. And Connor Shanahan actually double-teaming Sanko right now.
Kula checking in. The press, they're going to get it. Stolen away by Dash. Good defense of the press. It's there. Dash fakes it. He's going to go to the hoop. No good. Big rebound there. Fights it. It's in. 7-point game. The press is immediately on. Sanko with nowhere to go. But eventually Stolper lets back and lets him cross.
And Port has cut it to 7 with 2 minutes left remaining in the game.
And it's Daly on Berland. He'll give it to the left wing. Sanko looks to drive. And he steps out of bounds, but it's going to be a foul against Jack Stolper. Point to the line. And he's going to say he's pushed him out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was a push. And Coach Dooley's going to talk to the ref about it as Robert Kula is going to take the ball in.
And they're doing that old CYO inbound play stack. Remember that, Adam?
Yes, I do, from our days playing basketball. But I think those days are long behind us right now.
Exactly.
As the refs have a little talk over here by the formation, as not really sure what that was about, but Kula's gonna inbound it.
They're gonna get it to Berland and to Sanko. Kula. And Ressa forces away and blocked out of here by Dash. It's gonna be Syosset ball.
Syosset ball with 1:45 left, and right now Berlin's gonna take it out as Dash with a beautiful block there. I think he's got 3 on the game right now.
It's a 3-possession game. We approach minute 30. It's Kula. And by Russell. Syosset taking their time here. Hand off Sanko, guarded by Stolper. Top of the key, settles down. Looks to drive. Nice move between his legs. The right side, they're going to kick it to Berlin.
Shot clock at 7. They have to get a shot off.
Approaching 5 minutes now. 5 seconds. Force it in. Foul is called with 1 second on the shot clock. Shooting foul. And we're going to see number 21, Harris Baskin, at the line.
That was a holding foul on Mark Daly, really unnecessary, as Coach Cardona now talking to his players. He's talking to Wiener, Kula, and Sanko, his leaders in this game, as Wiener still doesn't have a point, as the Schreiber fans now get involved.
No good on the first one.
Well, if he misses both, it acts sort of like a timeout right now for the Vikings as Syosset taking this free throw.
And you saw Coach Dooley yell for them to box out, and that is what happened. It was Dash and Ressa. Stolper now with a minute 13. He fights his way under, no good there, not a great shot selection, but he was in trouble in the paint.
That was extremely close for Jack Stolper. It was a good inside move, but he just didn't have enough. And that's going to be a timeout by Coach Greg Cardona with 59 seconds left in this game. And we're coming back to you from Paul D. Schreiber High School with 59 seconds remaining in this basketball game. The Syosset Braves lead 48-41 over your Paul D. Schreiber Vikings as now number 5, Thomas Goldrick, will take it out for the Syosset.
Immediately to Wiener. It's going to be a foul against Connor Shanahan for holding onto the jersey. Or push close enough. It's basically anything there. Not. I mean, it's going to send him to the line on the 1-on-1.
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, Syosset's going to have to be a free throw team right now. And now we see Jacob Wiener get his shot at his first points. Free throws, which he hasn't had all season. He's had a lot of, excuse me. And he shows his experience with those free throws in making that shot.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he hasn't had a two-point shot all year. He hasn't had a field goal.
Yes, thank you for correcting me, Chris. I was meaning to say field goal, but he's had free throws, and let's see if he can make this one.
It's good. 9-point game. 3 possessions, 3 threes, 52 seconds. Stolper. With the Shanahan stand, and Stolper makes his way in. No good on the layup. Gets his own rebound. He's stolen away the point. Gets the dash. Daniel Dash. Fouled. I believe.
And we're going to see who the foul is on right here.
Oh, no, he settles back. Laconian looks to check in.
And it's going to be on Thomas Goldrick. Now we have Kula checking in for Michael Mark.
And also Joe Laconian for Mark Dillon.
And Dash, not known for his threes, so he's going to have to come through right here for Port.
For good on the first 8-point game.
They get it down to 8 again. They're going to have to foul if they get the ball back. Either way, it's a 3-possession game still.
It's good. 7 points, 40 seconds. And then it's Wiener. Foul. Shanahan, intentional foul there.
And this is how it gets in the final seconds of these, you know, close, semi-close games. You know, you have a lot of fouls, you have a lot of free throws, and, you know, it's really a free throw game now for Syosset. Who's going to make more free throws? And again, the experienced Wiener at the charity stripe with 35 seconds remaining in the game.
Good on the first. 8-point game.
And you know what? For all Wiener hasn't done, he's really, you know, he's coming up clutch with these free throws as Michael Mark checks back in.
And it's good. Again.
Syosset again leads by 9 as there is no one to take out the ball for Port.
And they're going to lob it up. Stolen away by Berlin. Berlin got it. Cool jerk. Guarded by Ressa. It's a Berlin foul on Shanahan. And you heard Coach Cardona, he said don't foul. He doesn't want to put anyone at the line in risk of helping out the Vikings.
Yeah, now
close this game.
And when we saw no one, you know, come to get the inbound for Port, we saw Coach Dooley when the turnover occurred. He you know, put his head in his hand, and he was really upset about that. As Volkan Levent checks in for Shanahan, who has enough. I think he has 4 fouls right now, about to foul out. So wouldn't want that to happen. In a, you know, really the game's locked up at this point.
Good on the first. Berlin. Fans get in there. Fans put in their coats on. This game's pretty much out of reach from last.
Yeah, you know what? Syosset has changed the pace of the game on this half, and they've really done well. As
no good on the second free throw. 10-point game, 20 seconds remaining. Stolper. Gonna give it to Levent. Volkan with 15 seconds gets to Stolper, Ressa. Ressa at the Volkan. Puts up a forced three. He does get fouled.
And that's gonna
airball that one.
Yeah, that's gonna be a foul. That's gonna be a foul on Michael Senko. And here is a chance for Volkom Levent's first varsity point. Actually, excuse me, my stat man corrected me. It is his chance for his third varsity points as he hit the layup earlier in the game.
Good on the first. Gets three shots.
As Port cuts it to 9, but that's really going to be moot with 11 seconds.
Good again. One more for Volkom. What Port needs, and we may see this from Coach Dooley, an intentional miss, get it to Dash. Put it up.
Yeah, that might be necessary. They're down by 8 right now. I mean, if they get fouled, which, I mean, Coach Cardona doesn't want,
and we do see that as we're off the board. Dash gets fouled with 10 seconds left. And we may see a similar play, but this time with Garrett as an intentional miss by...
Well, they've got 9 seconds left, and they're down by 8, so he's got 2 shots. So he makes the first one, they're down by 7, and he'll try to miss and get it to maybe Garrett or Joe Malconian.
Good on the first shot. 9-point game.
Port down by 7 right now. Dooley's trying for it. He's got Volkom on the wing. Dash may try to throw it hard off the backboard. And he does not even hit the rim. He tried for it. And there's going to be a full court press here from the Vikings.
Tried to hit it off the rim, get it to himself. Not good. And Port gets a break here. Foot on the line, I guess is the call.
Wow, that was a bad play. No, it was actually a foul on Kula. It was a push-off. And, you know, Coach Cardona had been preaching, do not foul, do not foul. And what do they do? Foul. And now as Harris Baskin checks into the game, Malconian a chance to inbound. If they make a 3 here, it's a 4-point game for the Vikings.
We're going to Ressa. Ressa. Not a lot of time. Looks to drive in. No good. Off the rebound. In. Clock runs. Timeout taken by Dooley. 2.6 seconds. 5-point game.
I mean, I thought this game was all but over. But really, you know, Coach Dooley, with the fouls that Syosset has committed and the free throws that Port has made, it's now a semi-close game. We have 2.6 seconds. I mean,
it's a two-possession game, Adam.
I mean, you never. I'm gonna go with the old Yogi Berra adage. It's never over until it's over.
Okay.
So, I mean, if Port can get a foul maybe or get a steal even on the full court press, anything can happen here. Maybe a foul on a 3-point shot or something. But really, time's running out right now. They need a miracle. They need a miracle, Chris. I do agree with you in that sense. But I'm not gonna say it's over.
It's an immediate foul on the leader by Schmitz, 1.8. That took off 0.8 seconds.
And that's going to be the first foul on the rookie Schmitz as I believe Wiener will be going to the line. He's been good from the charity stripe, 4 for 4, and Syos is not going to put anyone at the rebound position, and if he makes one, I mean, he doesn't even have to make one. This game's over.
But now it is, Adam. There's still time left. 1.8.
I mean, right now, I'm not sure Port has a chance because Syos, it's not going to foul.
A 3-possession game after the shot. We'll get to Joe Malconian. Malconian puts up a 3. Real good. End of the game. 55-48, your final. Syosset Braves, the second quarter comeback, advance 3-0 on the year. And Port will head to Manhasset on Friday, looking for their first win. And that game will be brought to you by Matt Levine and Dylan Spilko.
And we'll be right back with the Arena Sports post-game report.
So once again, Port Washington, they fell to Syosset, score 55-48 here in the Arena Sports post-game show.
Yeah, Port, you know, they were leading at the half by one, 36-35. They had a great outburst of points early, 13 points in the first quarter and 16 points in the second quarter, with 14 points in that half by Connor Shanahan. But then Syosset really responded with 18 points in the third quarter and 20 points in the fourth quarter to end up with a 55-48 lead. And now we're going to have our three stars of the game. Chris, do you want to introduce our third star of the game?
I'll do that. Robert Kula, number 23 of the Syosset Braves. He played very well, very consistent throughout the game. He took wise shots, smart shots, and most of them fell for him.
And now I'm going to introduce the second star of the game, Michael Stanko, for the Syosset Braves. He really had a great game. He was, you know, on the floor in the third quarter. He had 12 points. He, you know, was all over the place, steals, rebounds, and, you know, I thought he had a great game, and he really produced for the Syosset Braves to give them this victory.
Well, Adam, you took my number one star, so I'll let you get your number one star.
Yeah, I believe the number one star of this game, despite the loss, was Connor Shanahan, and I'll tell you why. Because Connor Shanahan, really, he was not predicted in this game to be the leader for Port. You know, he was in the starting lineup, yes. He was predicted to score points, yes. But was he predicted to lead this team? No, they really didn't have a leader at the start of this game, and I think he's really established himself as that leader. And, you know, going forward in the season, they will expect a lot from him, and, you know, having over 20 points in this game and having a game like that with, you know, possessing the ball, and he did miss some shots. He's a senior. He still needs to get used to that leadership role, being in the background of last year of such players like Jake Block and Xavier Merriweather. But once he develops into that role, I think he'll definitely be worthy of many more first stars of the game in our future broadcasts.
Well, that will wrap up this broadcast here on opening night from a 6:15 game on December 6, 2017. The first game of the year, the Vikings dropped to 0-1. And once again, Matt Levine, Dylan Spilkov on WDOT Radio will be in Manhasset for a 6 o'clock tip-off. Port looking for their first win of the year. So once again, C-Lub Sports, with Adam Jackman, Chris Spina. And I do want to shout out to the Buck Stops here, a new show Adam hosts it with Chris Ricciardi. It's a political show, and I recommend checking it out. Great show, unbiased, and I mean, it runs, I'd say it's one of the best shows in the school, up there with our show with Lewis Blake and Matt Hassan, CLM Sports. So that wraps up the game, 55-48 from CLM Sports broadcast. And Adam and I will be broadcasting the third game of the year. So thank you to our listeners, and we'll catch you next time.